now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. Your
boy! Welcome everybody to 2018!
Yay!
And the SNL Premier League podcast is back here. We'll have a little Christmas New Year review, Al, over, because we missed plenty of games, Al.
We missed plenty of games. There was a game every single day.
Every day, except Christmas Day.
Christmas Day
of rest, and we missed plenty of games, so plenty to talk about. We'll go through them all, have a little discussion. But first of all, Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year to you, Al.
Happy New Year to you, Ash.
How did it go, Al? How's Christmas been, son?
Again,
how's it been?
Again, son, I knocked the Christmas dinner out of the park.
Oh.
It was outstanding, as usual.
As usual, son. Talk us through it, son.
Every year, I'm
talk
like...
us through your plate.
It's going to be hard. It gets harder and harder every year, trying to impress...
But mine gets softer.
Boosh! Fucking home run.
Home run, son. What do you have, sir? Talk us
well,
through
we
it.
Well, we had cauliflower.
Ooh.
We had broccoli. We had Savoy cabbage.
Oh,
we had roasted carrots and parsnips.
Nice.
Homemade
what?
Stuffing. Homemade roast potatoes, beautiful. Which are the bomb. The bomb.
The bomb.
I master these roast potatoes, son. I'm the Mac Daddy of roast potatoes.
Oil now. Goose fat, son.
Olive oil.
Olive oil. Same as me, son.
Olive oil.
Same as me.
Yeah.
Same as me. Popeye wasn't happy, but I still have got to do it anyway.
We squeezed it out. Do you warm your oil up first?
I do, yes. I do.
Yeah, same. Get it.
Got to be done. You've got to be careful olive oil, though, because it does burn quicker than normal oil or anything
like that. It does.
But still, you've got to warm it up, without a doubt.
What else? Yorkshire's.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, mate?
No, Aunt Bessie's.
Aunt Bessie's. You're good, mate.
She won't let me make homemade.
No.
Even though I can make homemade Yorkshire pudding, so we'll fucking... No, we keep Aunt Bessie's and like that. Fuck off. And chicken. We don't have turkey because they don't eat turkey.
No.
But I did have some turkey when I went down with my parents the next day. Boxing Day. Ooh, cold meat day. Pickles. Ooh, yes.
Cold meat. They should rename it, shouldn't they?
Cold meat day. And then I was going home, man. My mum gave me a bag.
Oi.
She gave me half a turkey.
Half a turkey?
Yeah, but it's for you. Me and my dad not going to eat that. Half a turkey, all the course, a potato salad.
Oh,
every other meat I'm not supposed to eat.
No.
I only eat once a year.
Once a year, son.
You know, my pork, my beef, my what's the other meat?
Lamb?
Not lamb, not for Christmas dinner. Ton. Ton.
Ton?
Yeah.
Ton for Christmas?
Yes.
I only have ton once a year as well.
If you ever want to freak my mum up, say tongue in front of her. She fucking, she goes all funny. What was it? What was on? We had
tongue. Whose tongue is this? Whose tongue?
Like a cow's tongue.
A cow's tongue?
You ever had tongue?
On Christmas dinner?
No, not on Christmas dinner.
Oh, right.
For cold meat day.
Right, for cold meat
day.
Oh, it makes it more acceptable.
They're just these are just cold meat day.
I thought you were brought up. You're obviously dragged up, son.
No, what was on the platter? It was cold beef, cold... it was turkey, wasn't it? In my head, fucking turkey, pork was on there. Ham.
Oh,
right. Oh, my old man made a lovely glazed ham.
Nice. Can't beat glazed ham.
Beautiful, it was beautiful.
Very, very nice.
And then he buys some sliced tongue. He knows I like it. He likes it as well.
No, I've never heard of that, son.
And then proper homemade chips once a year.
Yeah.
We call them daddy chips in my house because the old man used to cook them.
Yeah.
Daddy could chips, well, but
we treat ourselves to what's these health fryer, active fries.
Oh yeah.
Oh, fucking chips in there, son. Beautiful.
No, my sister had one before Christmas and she was cooking in it and I was up there. I dropped them, I don't know why I was up there for, but I was up there. And she was cooking some onion rings.
Oh,
and she said, I have one of these.
Yeah.
I cooked them in the
health fryer.
Yeah. Oh, it was crisp as hell.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Surprising. I never bought it in Redditor and we saw one off and we thought, right, we'll have one. Dan went down to the supermarket, get some potatoes.
Yeah.
Back home, chop them in, whack them in, send half a spoonful of oil. Oh, same as if you cooked in a fucking, you know, in a bucket of oil, man. Beautiful, all cooked chips. I'm into it, I'm right into it now, son. Right,
I would buy them, but I don't eat chips.
No. But it's the sort of thing I need, Al, because I'll be honest with you, son, my jeans, they've shrunk. A lot of my clothes have shrunk the last 2 weeks. Mainly due to the copious amounts of chocolate I've eaten. And it's absolutely unbelievable, son. Made a mistake of putting all the chocolate and, the Christmas table.
Yes.
Not your Christmas table. You got your Pringles, you got your walnut whips, you got your peanuts, you got your roses, your
quality streets.
It made a mistake of putting it on a table right by the kitchen door. So it was every time we went to the kitchen, I'll have one of those. Every single time, you know what I mean, son? I swear, I'm expecting type 2 diabetes confirmed any day now, son. You know what I mean? That's how bad it is. But, never mind. It'll get us through.
Yeah, we all indulge. I was back in the gym on the 2nd of January, was.
Back in the gym with this. Bush. Swiggy tea.
Back in. Sweating my tits off.
Right, we better get on with some I suppose we've got plenty to get through.
We also know we have the transfer news as well.
We got a bit of transfer news. We've missed some stuff, Al. We've missed them.
Managers being sacked.
Managers comings and goings. Oh, we've got it all to talk about on this bumper edition. So before we start, we are the Action Hour Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Of course, sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com, whose handcraft designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt or canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. ArtOfFootball.com, at ArtOfFootball on Twitter. Search for them on Facebook and Instagram. Enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. So, with all that being said out the way, let's get on to the football now. We're gonna go alphabetically, sir. Alphabetically. Now, because it's alphabetically, I'll have my daughter help me organise this, because I don't know the alphabet, sir.
Oh, I know.
And, well, we all know you don't, sir. So, we'll start at the top. Of course, we missed just games just before Christmas, just after, all over New Year. We'll start with Arsenal now. Run through their results quickly. Liverpool 3-3. Just before Christmas, of course. We had the big Crystal Palace 2-3.
Oh, right. I see what you've done there. You're just going through the teams.
Well, through the teams and results.
I'm fucking starving, so I want my bean sprouts and noodles.
Get a tongue warmed up, Sam. Get a tongue warmed up.
No, I only have it Christmas time.
Oh, is it? So 3-3 with Liverpool, 3-2. They got a win against Crystal Palace. What it was. Well, we're just not going to get through this.
That's the thing. Every time I say tongue, I go, what's that, man? Tongue. Stick my tongue out.
3-2 winners against Crystal Palace. And then a couple of draws. 1-1 against West Bromwich Albion. And Desmond against Chelsea. 2 each. Cracking game, that was, of course. 6 points for them over the Christmas period, and they've been playing well, but 3 draws, and all the talk now is back to Alexis Sanchez going.
Yeah.
Ozil going, Wilshere going now, all out of contract.
Yeah, who's been linked for him? Was this like Southampton, someone?
Marseille, I heard.
Marseille?
Because he can obviously talk to foreign clubs and agree a pre-contract now, can he?
Yeah.
He can't do that with the British clubs until, I think it's, May time. But he can discuss with foreign clubs, so I've heard Marseille sniff it around, but him and Wenger both saying, well, we're going to sit down and discuss it. Wenger was saying, oh, well, yeah, it's just about money now, if he can agree or something, well...
Move on.
Yeah, I mean... He's come back, I mean, he started 2 or 3 games now over Christmas... with some good assists, good passing, looking like the talent he is, but I mean, Wenger, you just think he just ruins players, young players.
Yeah.
For me, he has for a long time. Yeah. But he's like, is it better for him to go? I mean, he went to Bournemouth last year, he got injured again.
Fuck off.
But he didn't do nothing really when he played.
Was, yeah, terrible.
Get him out. Get him out. But obviously, the biggest one is Sanchez, linked with Man City, of course.
They're gonna offer him 40 million.
40 million.
No, but if they don't accept, they're gonna have him in summer.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And was the other rumor was they're interested in Aubameyang, of course, the Dortmund striker.
Yeah.
If Sanchez goes. Well, if they're a club with ambition and they've obviously got the money, why wouldn't they get Aubameyang now while Sanchez is there?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It shows Sanchez and Ozil, players like this is what we want to do. Yes, we want to be, exactly. You know, it shows the ambition of the club. Why would they wait until you lose one star player to bring another one in? Well, surely you've got star players, you need to add money more star players, isn't it?
Bloody money.
Well, exactly. It's Wenger and the purse strings and all that. Do you know what I mean? The thing that came out. Was it yesterday or the day before on Sky? They've shipped, you know, the world's richest clubs, you know, in terms of owners, money in the bank. Yeah. I think Arsenal were like second or third on the list.
Really?
You know what I mean? I mean, come on, like, the money's there. They're not putting themselves in danger if they can get a striker of Aubameyang's ability.
Yeah.
And, you know, pay Sanchez.
Look at the heck up he is.
And pay Sanchez what he's worth. Stick Ozil down as well. I mean, you know, he doesn't score goals, but he creates goals. It's just, it makes no sense whatsoever why you would wait for a star player to go before you bring in another star player.
Yeah.
Look at Man U, look at, you know, Man City.
Chelsea.
They'll just keep Chelsea, exactly. They'll buy what they need.
Yeah.
And it's just not doing it for Arsenal. Sooner or later, they're going to, you know, they're just going to slip further and further down. but anyway, there we are. They are sixth now in a table, 39 points on the board for Arsenal. As we move on then...
They're safe, they won't be relegated.
I think they're going to stay up this year.
They're going to stay up.
I mean, you don't know. You don't know which way you're going to go, but I think they will. And of course, the big news, Wenger breaking Fergie's record. Longest serving Premiership manager now. Most games than he took.
Well, not by years.
Well, over to him. Be far off, mate. Be far off.
He came in 96,
isn't it? 96, 97, yeah. Sure. Excuse me, Swiggy T there. So, yes, we'll move on to the Bees of Bournemouth. And run through their results over Christmas then. 4-0 losers to Manchester City, 3-3 against West Ham, 2-1 winners against Everton, big win that was, and another Desmond 2-2 against Brighton and Hove Albion. So they had to scrap out a draw against two sides there. But we're going to talk about, they're conceding goals again. 4 against Man City, alright, it's Man City and they put a few past everyone. But they conceded 3 against West Ham, 2 against Brighton, who aren't, you know, the greatest scoring threat in the league.
Nope.
But they got that huge win against Everton. 2-1 winners at home, which got them 5 points over the Christmas period. Gets them to 16th in the table, 21 points. But still, I think I'm bang in danger of the drop.
Bournemouth?
Yeah. I mean, you look at the other teams. Obviously, we're going to talk about everyone, but
It's FA Cup today, isn't it?
FA Cup today over this weekend. Sorry. Yeah,
we've got the league up.
So you just think that?
No, I reckon. The three are in the bottom now, or the three are going to go down.
You think?
That's my prediction.
I don't think you're going to be far off there. Well, Bournemouth, I think, could drop down again, but thing is, they are capable of scoring goals. But it's just not happened for them this season. I mean, they've got quite a few strikers there, you think. I know Defoe's injured now, isn't he, for quite a bit?
Yeah.
But you've got, what's it called, Joshua Quinn, Callum Wilson's coming back. Obviously Defoe. Who's the other boy? Anyway, they've got a good threat up front, which last season especially got them a good few goals, but it just hasn't happened for them this season with enough people chipping in for goals, especially from the midfield, etc. So, but you look at it and say any team in the bottom half of the table to get 5 points or, you know, around about that over the Christmas period, you think, well, it's not a bad return in the 4 games, I suppose, over the busy Christmas period, trying to chop and change the squad, you know, not without getting through it without too many injuries. So for Bournemouth, but I can still see them slipping down, unless, of course, the transfer window's open and they can bring in some reinforcements, whether that be a goal-scoring threat or a goal-scoring midfielder, or, as we've said all season, they need to shore up the defence a little bit more. So we move on then to two teams now. Brighton and Hove Albion sharing 12th place, 23 points. Run through their results then. They had a win against Watford just before Christmas. 2-0 losers to Chelsea. 0-0 against Newcastle. And Desmond against Bournemouth, as we said, 2-2. Again, 5 points for them over the Christmas period. Crucial win before it all started against Watford. A good 0-0 against Newcastle. Obviously, Chelsea, they're playing an informed Chelsea side at the moment, so you expect them to lose that one. As we've said, they're not the greatest scoring threat. So, again, much like Bournemouth, a 5-point return over the Christmas period. For them, you'd say they'd settle for that and try and bring in one or two more players over January to just shore things up and try and stay, you know, mid-table where there and thereabouts, where they are, 12th, 13th, 14th. That's got to be their aim, but the only threat up front at the moment is Glenn Murray, isn't it? And you can't see him. Is it Glenn Murray? It is Glenn Murray, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Brighton. Yeah,
but I think they need they've had a good start to the season. They're 12th. They're not out of danger, but there's a lot of teams in and around who are going to play each other and take points off each other. So they might not be caught if they can keep up, a good amount of form. But still, if they can splash out and get a decent quality centre forward in,
they should be able to splash out, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah, they've got the money there. It looks like they've got a really good chance now of staying up. So if they can use a bit of money now and get that centre forward in, somebody who's going to get them, we've got January till May, anywhere from 7, 8, 9 goals between then. If they can bring someone in like that, a striker like that, then that is going to guarantee them safety in my book. But we'll see how it goes. And we'll move on then to the last of the bees. Burnley, who battle hard usually, Al, but they lost quite a few games, or lost a few points over the Christmas period.
They did, didn't they?
They seem to be sinking a little bit, losing a bit of form.
Maybe the pressure.
The pressure, but also...
The pressure!
I mean, we hear the top managers talk about it and say the turnover of games, four games in however many days it was, 9, 10, 12 days. Or whatever, but then, the big clubs, I know Pep had a lot to say about it the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
The big clubs, all with their big squads, they should be able to handle it more. Burnley, not a huge squad there, not a huge budget there. They've got to pay, a lot of them players are playing them four games, aren't they? And it showed with a 3-0 loss to...
Fatigue, setting.
Exactly. You can only battle hard for so long, Al.
Yep.
3-0 loss to Tottenham Hotspur then. Desmond 2-2 against Manchester United. Unlikely not to win that. They were 1-0 and 2-1 up when they lead in Manchester United.
Yeah.
I think it was... I can't remember who it was. Anyway, 0-0 against Huddersfield. And then unlucky against Liverpool then. 2-1 losers in the last minute. Liverpool snatched a win. So only 2 points from the Christmas period for Burnley. Lucky enough, they can afford that because they're still in 7th place, 34 points. The cracking start of the season, they can afford this period. Obviously, the FA Cup, I don't know how serious... Whether they take the FA Cup a bit more serious now because they've had that great start to the league and they think, right, if we just stay steady in the league now, we can afford to lose a good few games. Let's have a go in the Cup. What I mean? You don't know, do you? But if he doesn't, if he chooses to rest some players now... and maybe, I don't know who they got in the Cup, but maybe, even risk going out of the Cup early doors. And then they're pretty much playing once a week, which regains that fitness. The fatigue goes away from the legs end of the players, rejuvenated a little bit, and picking up points, steady points. So, they're not going to go down, but it's how ambitious...
Chris Wood's injured as well.
Chris Wood's injured, yeah. So it's how ambitious they want to be now, Burnley, much like, not much like Brighton. They're in a better position than Brighton, obviously, but it's a case of do they want to try and have a, can they afford to spend a bit of money and really push on and try and say, right, we want top 7. We're 7th now. We've seen the results we got the first half of the season. If we can push on, replicate that with a few little bits of quality here and there added and cement the top 7 place, that is, that's, a hugely successful season for Burnley and Sean Dyche, isn't
it? Well, anything in the top...
top half, you would say.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean...
I can see him going in top eight.
But it's one of them things, isn't it? We've seen before, teams have that good start, good first half of the season, and they think, right, that's safe. We'll plod on for the rest of the season, get a few results, but it doesn't matter. Ultimately, it doesn't matter if we lose. And that's, you hope that it doesn't go like that. And you know what? Maybe you do out, because you're not Burnley, you're a bigger fan.
I can't stand the cunts. Oh!
It's first one of the year, sir.
Just updated my...
Dream team.
Oh, I got rid of Lukaku, Ibrahimovic, both injured.
Are they both injured, are they?
And Juan Mata. Yeah. And I've signed Jesse Lingard.
Jesse, paint a picture about how it's going to be.
Son.
Yes.
And I only had 2.2 million left, so I got him Benteke.
Hey, you know, Palace are going to score. You probably say, who's Palace's best chance of scoring? You say Benteke and Zaha.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a daft shout for that money as well, is it?
2.2 million. He's got 10 points, son.
Happy days. Yeah, so there's the B's done. We'll move on to the C's of Chelsea, son. And great Christmas period for them, picking up form. Conte, he's turning around.
Yes.
He's turning around, but, you know, just
got him playing again.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Eden Hazard's come back to form, which has obviously helped the whole side. Yeah. But we run through there, 0-0 against Everton, 2-0 win against Brighton, 5-0 win against Stoke, and a Desmond against Arsenal, as we discussed earlier.
Which we're currently watching on catch-up.
We're currently watching a replay of that right now, and Eden Hazard just stuck away the penalty. But yeah, so 8 points for Chelsea over the Christmas period, up to third with 46 points. And I think they're only one behind Manchester United now. Yeah. You can easily see them getting taking over Manchester United the way they're playing at the moment. Yeah. The only thing is with Chelsea is the striker, Morata.
Yeah.
He settled in, he scored goals, but I mean, the other night he could have had a hat-trick and he missed some sitters, one-on-ones. Well, this game against Arsenal, wasn't it?
Did you see him now? Just kicked the ball?
Yeah. So that's the only thing is, you know, he's great in the air. He's great at the hold-up play and bringing others into the game, which obviously players like Hazard and Willian.
I don't see that as a penalty.
No.
That's a bit of a late penalty.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it. Some of the refereeing over the Christmas has been... it's always been talked about more than the football, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Morata's overall play, it does bring in the midfield, like Willian, like Pedro, like Hazard. And obviously we always see him chipping in with goals, but sooner or later he has to start sticking them away as well. Now we should have 20 goals this season.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Without a doubt. And obviously if he leaves him out, you've got Batchboy Soup to come in, who just, unless he comes on as a sub, doesn't score. He needs to run a game.
You reading something the other day, they prepared to let him go in January. Well, and somebody else from Chelsea team, I can't remember now.
But he doesn't play in it. He's not playing him. No. You can't play him enough. It's just whether there's not the trust in him. You know, I mean, he's a different, well, completely different player to Morata and to Diego Costa, we had there before. Morata is similar
scored
to Costa.
Scored on his return.
Did he? Yes.
He did.
Did he come in the Copa del Rey?
He came on as a substitute and he scored in about 4 minutes after he came on.
There we are, see. But yeah, I mean, Morata, they brought in to replace Costa, and it's almost a like-for-like. Obviously, he's not as aggressive as Costa and doesn't get about, but he's still more than capable of bringing the rest of the team and hold out the ball. And Batchboy is just, he can't do that. You know what I mean? He is one of these, he plays on the shoulder of the defender. There he is, he's missed a one-on-one there. You know, he's waiting for that through ball to run onto, or that, you know, bit of scrap of a chance. He's not, you know, he's a different kind of striker. He doesn't really fit the Conte system, so whether they've got to keep faith with Morata after spending that money. So I think next season will be his year, a lot better than this year. But, so Chelsea, great return for them. 3 points, third in the table, 8 points over the Christmas period. And we'll move on now to our old mate, Roy. at Crystal Palace.
Roy of the Rovers.
Roy the Rovers. Roy the Rovers.
Roy of the Eagles.
The risotto's working, son. The risotto's working. Let's have a look. One each against Swansea in Leon Britton's one and only games manager.
We'll get on to that later.
3-2 loss against Arsenal. 0-0 against Mad City. So unlucky with that last minute penalty. Whatever his name is, Mihajlovic. Should let Benteke take it. And 2-1 win against Southampton then. But yeah, 5 points. So easily could have been that 7 points if they just got that penalty in against Man City. But
you're right about Man City, or Sunday. They are. They are fading a bit, aren't they?
Fading a bit, son. They're fading a bit. There's pressure, and the pressure gets to them. They got to use their squad as well. They're picking up injuries, so...
Yeah, De Bruyne's out. Jesus is back. Yeah. He's out, isn't he?
Jesus is out. I think De Bruyne's back now, though, isn't he? I think
Jesus is not coming back till Easter, though.
No.
Hey!
He's done the same thing last year, didn't he?
He did the same thing.
He's going to rise again now. But yeah, for Palace, 5 points over Christmas. Up to 14th in the table.
Yeah.
Rock bottom. No points on the board when he took over, weren't
they? 14th.
And up to 14th, 22.
That's the Arsenal influence, that is.
Absolutely, son. Absolutely. We told him we were on the phone to him every week how to play. Yeah.
We'll get him back on the show a couple of weeks' time, shall we?
Yes, we'll hear from Roy. But the other thing about them is they are scoring goals.
Mm.
Which, obviously, I mean, they did. When Roy took over, they hadn't scored a goal yet. They Premier League goal. But, like a lot of sides down there, you need to be scoring goals. You know what I mean? If you're going to let in, you know, if you're letting in one, you need to score two, basically, to win games. That's Michael Owen's, you know. He told me that.
That's basic maths.
He told me that.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. but, yeah, I mean, their scoring goals, like I said,
not the world international jockey, Michael Owen.
Yeah. But for Palace, I mean, it looks like they're going to pull away from that slowly and surely. Scoring goals, as we said. Defensive-wise, looking a lot tighter as well. And it's funny, I mean, look at the teams of chain managers. Palace, obviously, bringing Roy.
Yeah.
Everton bringing Big Sam.
Big Sam.
Who's the other one in? Who's the other one? There's another one in.
West Brom. Brought in Little Sam.
Brought in Alan Campardew. That's it. Okay, I don't like it.
Swansea.
Medium-sized Sam. But you look at them three for a start. I mean, English managers who know the Premier League and know how... I mean, West Brom haven't had great form, but they've kept clean sheets.
Yeah.
They've tightened it up at the back. So, I mean, all them, you know, the English managers who know, first and foremost, we have to defend. And then if we get a 1-0, you know.
But yeah. Slug it up, rope-a-dope.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Roy has done a job because he showed up the defence and he's got them scoring goals as well. So that's fantastic for Palace.
Yes, and much as he or Lacazette.
He doesn't start every game, though, does he? I don't think he's been on a fair crack of the whip. But then, like, you know, got him, like, you know, that was a bit of intent in the summer, wasn't it? Going back to Arsenal.
Yeah.
As you said, why wouldn't you bring in more quality players? I mean, who did they sign yesterday? Some nobody. 20-year-old Greek guy. And they've loaned him straight back out.
Who's that? Arsenal.
20-year-old, I think he's 20-year-old centre-back. I can't pronounce his name. You'll see it, you won't be able to pronounce his name, son.
Greek, is he, you say?
Greek, sir. Greek.
Greek family, are nice, son.
Oh, you are, son. Yeah, he's probably a descendant.
3 hours ago, have you seen this, son? Chelsea to sign Barkley from Everton for $15 million.
Oh, well, do you know what they say?
What?
You know what they say to Ross Barkley? You know what they say to him? You cunt. You absolute cunt.
Enjoy the bench.
Enjoy the bench for start. And why do I say you cunt? Because deadline day in the summer, it was all agreed. That's all he had to do with Chelsea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was all agreed.
Yeah.
For whatever it was, 30-odd million, maybe plus. So he's done his boyhood club there, out the fucking millions of pounds. Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, Arsenal signed Konstantinos Mavroponios.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. That's him.
From PAS Guiana.
Yeah, and he's being loaned straight back out to someone. He's going to be loaned out to someone. Because Wenger said he's not ready for the first team.
Well, German.
Exactly. So I don't understand, you know, they've got... it's just, the transfer policy there is shit, and it's always has been shit. under fucking Wenger. It's not changing, is it?
The Greek and 21 international supporter cost of the Gunners $1.8 million and will be loaned out with Werder Bremen in advanced talks.
Yeah, absolute bollocks. We'll never hear from him. He'll play 4 or 5 games from Arsenal and then he'll go in fucking championship or go back to Greek. It's what a fucking waste of time. He does it so many times with so many young players. Fucking ruins them. Fuck off. Anyway, we'll move on, Al.
Who's next?
Everton!
Everton! We've got Everton midfielder Ross Barkley expected to have a medical at Chelsea on Friday before a £15 million move to Stamford Bridge.
What a fucking arsehole.
Barkley turned down a move to Chelsea on transfer deadline day in August.
There we are.
But negotiations between the clubs resumed once the transfer window reopened on the 1st of January.
What an absolute fucking arsehole.
The 24-year-old Englishman rejected a new deal with Everton is out of contract at the end of the season, opening the door to a cut price move.
Yeah. Absolute prick. Oh, absolute prick.
Yeah.
Basically, that's all he's done. He's done his fucking club out of minutes. His boyhood club.
Yeah.
He's supposed to fucking love and want to play for.
Let me read this bit.
Read it out.
It will mean the
am I right now?
It will mean the players will be leaving Goodson Park after 13 years, having joined Everton as an 11-year-old boy in 2005.
Oh, fucking cunt. I'm saying it now. I'm going to town, son. Because I've had enough. Him and Wenger. I was in a good mood when I come here, Al.
Yeah.
I was in a good mood. I'm irate now, son.
You were.
Huh?
Look at his face, he's furious.
He's a fucking nobody.
Look at the rage in that face.
He's a nobody. What's he done in the game? Fuck
nothing,
all.
Nothing.
Fuck all. He's 24 now as well.
Yeah.
All these fucking idiots.
He'll join Danny drink water now.
All these fucking idiots. Look at Wenger. We'll go on him again. Wilshere, what's he done? I know he's had a lot of injuries. I just don't see what other people see. And never have. Just don't see that he's a fucking...
Not consistent enough.
No, because I don't see him...
Even when they fit, they don't do nothing.
The people say, oh, it's so much potential, he's this world beater, it's so much better than him. Just don't see it. I don't see him being that much better than anyone. I don't see him being better than fucking Aaron Ramsey. Never mind anyone else in the fucking league.
I like Aaron Ramsey, he's a good player.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
Well, he's not on his fucking level and hasn't been for years.
Oh, no, God, no.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Ramsey's one of the stars of the Arsenal team.
But, look at fucking other people. Theo Walcott.
Yeah.
28 years?
He's going back to Southampton, apparently.
What's he done? He's done fuck all. He's going to be this fucking great big superstar. Goes to Arsenal, but fuck all.
No, apparently he's been offloaded to...
Barkley's doing the same thing. Yeah. Same thing as all the other twats who's gone. Danny Drinkwater.
Yeah. Number six. Midfielder wearing number six.
On the bench. He got a game over Christmas and scored a goal.
Yeah.
Won't get a game for another couple of months now. Barkley's going to sit on the bench over there. Same thing, and it'll be...
It's just money now, isn't it? Just money. They don't give a shit who they play for.
No.
You know, as long as they get paid loads of money, they don't fucking care.
No, exactly. I mean, come on now, it's supposed to be his boy fucking...
There's no loyalty in football anymore.
No, it's supposed to be his boy club. He had no intention of signing a new contract in fucking August, so why reject the move then? Because he's a fucking dick. That's why, Al. That's why. Anyway, Al, Everton, we'll get on to their results. 0-0 against Chelsea, 0-0 against West Bromwich Albion. 2-1 loss to Bournemouth, as we talked about, and a 2-0 loss to Manchester United. Only 2 points over the Christmas period. 2 clean sheets, so he is, we've shown he is big fan.
He's shown Jordan Pickford how to save goals.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I mean, he's trying to get the defence sorted, he's trying to get people in.
Apparently, they're signing a Turkish. Suzanne, isn't it?
Suzanne, yeah.
27 million.
27 million. Never heard of it. He's got a very good record out there, isn't he? So
yeah, so. It's fucking Turkey.
Well, exactly. But they need a striker, don't they? So, I mean, they've got Wayne Rooney, who's just not an out and out striker anymore. Sandro Ramirez hasn't cut it yet.
No, I'm very disappointed with him.
He hasn't had a great chance, though, has he?
I was raving about him at the start of the season, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I was funny enough, I was thinking about it the other day when I was driving.
Yeah.
I thought, oh God, I was raving about him and he hasn't done nothing.
He hasn't had a huge amount of games. So, I mean, obviously you had Koeman going to big, I mean, Unsworth had 5 or 6 games, didn't he? And then you got Big Sam coming in. You know, it's 3 different changes of system. 3 people who have their own way of playing and their own idea of who they want in those positions. So it's a lot. Plus he's coming from another country. It's a lot for him to try and change in himself and in his own game in 6 months.
Yeah.
And obviously there's talk now of him going out on loan, which if he goes out on loan, you fear, well, that's the end of his Premier League career.
Yeah.
He'll, you know, he'll be longed out and then bought by probably back in Spain.
Back in Spain, yeah.
So it would have been nice for him to have a good crack of the whip, you know, now for the rest of the season, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Big Sam, they're in ninth place. Obviously, they'll pick up 2 points, but they're in no danger at all of going down. So you think, you know, he's only, was he 22?
Yeah, he's young.
Give him a chance for 6 months then. Yeah. Give him a chance, give him a good run. Let him adapt to your style of play, because who knows, by the end of the season he could have banged in 6 or 7 goals. And you think, right, we don't have to go out and spend 30, 40 million on trying to find a striker.
Yeah, we've already got one.
So, you know, give him a chance. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Disappointing. We'll move on then to Huddersfield Town. Al, Huddersfield Town sitting pretty in 11th, 24 points. 1-1 with Southampton, 1-1 with Stoke, 0-0 with Burnley, and a 3-0 loss to Leicester. 3 points from the Christmas period, but 3 draws, 2 of them with 2 sides who were down the bottom. Yep. So, you know, great results really when you look at it. It doesn't sound like a lot when you say 3 points, but when the 1 each against Southampton, 1 each against Stoke, it's basically stopping them teams closing the gap on you.
They're kind of hovering under the radar, aren't they?
Yeah, hovering a bit.
Not a lot of people talking about them.
No. I mean, there's Tottenham, who was it, the Monaco defender?
Yes, they signed him.
Colo, Golo, was it?
Yeah, Colo, they signed him. I saw that in the gym on Tuesday.
On loan.
Breaking news.
That's a good signing. He's a good defender, he is. Great, Dalton. Was he Feyenoord before that? And then he went to Monaco, was it? Anyway, good signing. Shore up the defence a little bit more. Another one you wonder, like who we discussed earlier, Brighton, do they need to just go out and get someone who can just finish them off now? Everyone needs a striker. I mean, we can say that about every club we talk about, except a few of the top ones. But it's how much are they willing to risk? Willing to risk?
Risk.
Willing to risk? How much are they willing to risk on bringing people in, basically, innit?
Yep.
Or do they try and say, right, this is us now, this is us for the season. If we stay up, if we're here in the summer, still in the Premier League, then we'll spend some cash. So, but overall, as I said, it's only 3 points over the Christmas period, but pretty successful, really, when you think of, like I said, the Southampton and Stoke, keeping them at bay, keeping them so many points behind them. Burnley, a good bat in 0-0. Leicester, unlucky to lose 3-0, I thought, but there we are. And that's the next team we're going to talk about, Leicester City, son, in Club Peel.
Yes.
2-2 with Manchester United. Another Desmond. Plenty of Desmonds, isn't it? Or is it just because I'm saying the other teams who are playing in the game?
I think so, yeah.
2-1 against Watford, they lost. 2-1 against Liverpool, they lost. And then obviously 3-0 against Huddersfield, they won. 4 points in all. Unlucky, because they were in with a chance in all the games, really. Great 2-2 with Man United. Watford a bit unlucky, but they would think that's a good chance missed when you look at Watford's form. But it was only 2-1. Like I said, they were well in it. Liverpool, only 2-1. Cracking game that was. Just a case they ran out of steam going forward, as Liverpool just dominated with attacks. And they couldn't cope with it. He took Vardy off second half with like half hour to go. We took Vardy and I'm not sure we took Mahrez off. Anyway, he took two forward players off. He did replace it with two forward players, Okazaki and thing.
Yeah.
But they were just never the same going forward then. So you just think, well, you know, could you have given them
keep Vardy on?
Could you have given them another 10-15 minutes, and then try and make a change? You know, but because Liverpool dominated. As they, you know, as they do nowadays in Anfield.
Going oh, forward. What's this?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I'm silenced that, though. It's 50p in the jar, isn't it? That's 50p in the jar, son. Anyway, but yeah, 8th in the table, 30 points, 4 points over the Christmas period. A solid little few games for Leicester. Done well. Claude Puels has come in. Obviously lost a couple there. You know, Liverpool, maybe. At Anfield, we expected to lose the way they're playing at the moment. But Watford, as you said, that would have been their biggest disappointment over the Christmas period. Because you think all of the sides, Watford are probably, you know, the worst form at the moment. So they should have won that, really. So we move on then to Liverpool, as we said, scoring goals for fun, attacking for fun. and fourth in the table, 44 points. That's 3-3 with Arsenal, as we talked about before. 5-0 winners over Swansea, 2-1 over Leicester, and 2-1 win over Burnley, as we said as well. Last minute, Lovren, was it goal? Not Lovren. Who's the other one? Clavin. Last minute Clavin goal, I think it was, wasn't it, from against Burnley.
Don't give a shit.
To get another win. 10 points over the Christmas period. Fantastic return for them. They're scoring goals for fun. Just signed Virgil van Dijk, Dick's son, for
75 million. He's got to do nothing for them.
Well, exactly what you texted me, Al, when we said, oh, look, we would have signed. They still won't be able to defend.
No.
Because it's a case of, yes, players have got a lot of responsibility when they're on the pitch, but the fact is, his tactics are not do not lend themselves. It's the same as Dortmund and Mainz when he was up before. His team score goals. His team's a fast-flowing attacking teams. It doesn't lend itself to being a good defensive unit.
No.
Because if you're only playing three centre-backs and two wide men, or if you're playing, you know, four at the back, it's the same thing. When everyone else is in the other half of the pitch, you've only got four. You haven't got that midfield in front of you protecting them. So, you know, you could have four of the best fucking the best defenders in the world. But if the rest is, you know, you do. The way the Premiership is, the way football is nowadays, you have to defend as a unit and attack as a unit. You can't just attack and then think, oh, well, they'll have to deal with it. They're the defenders. I mean, that seems to be some of the tactics sometimes. And like you said, 75 million signing Van Dijk. It'll help a little bit because some of the centre-backs there are terrible. But the only problem is, of course, Coutinho looks like he's going to Barcelona.
Yes. No, wasn't it? Just so, January. 125 million.
Yeah. So you wonder then, well, is that the only reason they've spent 75 million? Because they know this sale is going to happen. So they know they're going to get their money back and more. Or are they thinking, right, well, we had that money in the bank. We needed a centre-back. We got him. We got that man. And now, is it a case of, much like Arsenal, they're going to lose their superstar best player?
Yeah. Are they going to contract? Is he at the end of the season or something?
Coutinho? No.
No.
He just wants to go. You know, are they going to go and replace him then? Are they going to go and, you know, you can't replace him because there's not many players out there of that quality who are available. But are they going to go out?
Into Milan, they want, and I can't remember his bloody name.
Well, exactly, but are they going to go out and spend 50, 60, 70 million, like the Evan van Dijk, to replace someone like Coutinho and bring in someone, and you just can't see him doing it? You think, well, they've spent that money because they know they're getting that money back, and that's it. So, well, I don't know what he's got up his sleeve. I mean, they're still going to be an attacking force because it's just the way he plays. Whatever team he's at, you know, he could be managing a team in League Two, and they'll probably outscore a lot of teams.
Yeah.
You know, it's
just
the way.
Also concede.
Exactly. It's just the way he plays. So, you know, it's just having that one player who can make a difference from, you know, when you have tight games like Leicester 2-1 and Burnley 2-1, having that one star player who can just create that one chance to get the winning goal rather than not have that player and, you know, seeing it out as a draw. So, they have to replace him as soon as that, but whether they do it now or in the summer is a different story, isn't it? And who they can get. So we'll have half time there now. We'll have half time because it's been a long one now, Al. It's been a long one running through all the results now. So yes, we are, of course, the Ash and Al Premier League podcast on v2football.com, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been on there, get on there. All great news articles and reviews of all things football. And, of course, all the other podcasts that are available, including the V2 Football Podcast, the original podcast on the website. All things football news from around the world, stories of the week, transfers, debates, little quiz. And, so check that out. You'll have look out for the 72 show every month, all things Football League. And all the news and stories from there. We're the Premier League, they're the Football League. Don't forget to look out for the occasional, what's the European one? Hipster's Guide to Europe.
Oh, I always forget that, don't I?
Always do, son. Always do. I always think I'm getting it wrong. But yeah, all things European football and reviews and news from around the globe. And of course, the nearly new, broken but glorious wrestling podcast. If you're a wrestling fan, get on there. Great chat and reviews of all the main pay-per-views from WWE and plenty from British wrestling, and of course I'm sure New Japan with the massive wrestling Wrestle Kingdom.
Wrestle Kingdom 12. Wrestle Kingdom reviews. I think they're reviewing, aren't they?
Yeah, Wrestle Kingdom 12 just happened yesterday, of course. So check those all out, and of course check out our sponsors' website, artoffootball.com, whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget, as they capture the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. They only produce a limited number of each design to a t-shirt or canvas, whatever you may purchase. Like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. Artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter, and search for them on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget at the checkout, enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% discount, ladies and gentlemen. Right, let's crack on now. Let's get on with this, Sam. We've got things to do. Kick us off for the second half, Sam. Oh, here we go. Last minutes now. Bellerin's going to pop up with a 2-2, isn't he?
Oh, fucking hell. Who tell me that? Oh, I've watched it.
You haven't watched it. Sorry, son. Well, you know the score. You must be waiting for a goal here, Sam.
Well, you never know.
We are, of course, if you just joined us, or fast forward us, trying to get to the end as quickly as possible. We're watching a replay of Arsenal against Chelsea. And it's currently 2-1 at Chelsea in the 92nd minute. So that's all we're waiting for now. That's all we're waiting for, Sam. Is he in the box? Can you see him? Is he? He's going to hit it from there. No. It's not yet, though. It's not yet, sir. Anyway, let's crack on with the football. And top of the table, Manchester City.
Manchester City.
First in the table, 62 points, 10 points over the Christmas period. 4-0 win against Bournemouth, 1-0 win against Newcastle, 0-0 against Crystal Palace. Obviously, we said they could have lost that quite easily with the last minute penalty.
It is Bush.
Bellerin!
Hell of a strike.
Controlled it. Beautiful. Beautiful goal from Hector Bellerin. And, of course, a 3-1 win against Watford. So, three wins, one draw. I mean, what are we looking at there? 5-8 goals scored, one conceded, three clean sheets. I mean, that probably you'd look at from last season is their main difference, is the clean sheets they're keeping.
Yes. Got a decent keeper this year.
Well, you say that, you wonder, he doesn't have much to do, does he?
No.
When you think about the possession they have against most sides. They're on the attack for most teams. I mean, most teams, they play, unless there's a big side. I mean, even Manchester United sort of parked the bus a little bit. Unless there's a big side who's willing to have a go, much like Liverpool did against them, then most sides are really playing in their own half against them. So they don't get many chances. So you think, you know, maybe he's got to pull off one save, two saves a game. And if they're, you know...
I want to know...
Go on.
On FIFA.
On FIFA, go on, sir.
What's his name? Edmondson? Is that the
Edison.
Edison. Edison. He wears a cap. Like, Petr Cech.
Does he?
Yeah. He wears a skull cap.
Are you sure now?
Honest to God, he wears, like, a Petr Cech skull cap.
Have you seen a close-up of it?
Yeah.
Maybe he does now, does he? Because he had his head smacked, didn't he?
But, no, this is before.
Oh, was it?
I was like, did he, was he wearing one last season or something? I don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't at the start of the season.
He looked like Gregory Porter, he does.
He wasn't at the start of the season, though, was he?
No, he wasn't at the start. He's not wearing one now.
Because he got his face gashed in, didn't he? I don't know, you know? But yeah, fantastic return. 10 points over the Christmas period. Scoring goals, clean sheets. Were they 15 points clear now?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to win it. I don't buy for a minute they're going to go through the season unbeaten. Not for 1 minute, I don't think.
No, Christ no, they won't be.
But, yeah, just fantastic, phenomenal, as we've seen all season for Man City so far. Move on then to Manchester United, second place. 15 points behind, as we said. 6 points from them over the Christmas period. Couple of Desmonds against Leicester. And who else? Someone, anyway, 0-0 against Southampton, 2-0 winners.
Down there, aren't you?
No, like 2-0 winners against Everton. So yeah, I mean, form, bit of criticism of Jose, there's been as well, isn't there? Talk of, oh, he's looking a bit down, he's looking a bit moody.
You know, before that came out,
yeah,
I watched the Everton game,
yeah,
the Everton game, and I thought to myself, do you know what? I think he won't be there at the end of the season. No. I think he's going to do a runner.
He tends to, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Things get too tough. He buggers off.
Do a runner, you wonder. But you think, I mean, look at the rest of the league, look at Man United, look at Chelsea. I mean, you take Man City out of this league, and, you know, Man United and Chelsea are having fantastic seasons. Chelsea, all right, they're a few points behind this stage from last season. But, I mean, they were phenomenal last season. They went, Man City, what, they had 15 wins in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't Chelsea get to like 10 or 11 last season?
Yeah.
They had a phenomenal run. They were on form last season. And the form of them this season as well is fantastic. And indeed Arsenal, who were good form. And Liverpool, you know, we take Man City out of this league this season. It's just phenomenal. I don't think it'll be the case next season. I can't see him running away with it.
Man City?
Yeah.
No.
I think obviously Man United will strengthen. Whether Holes is there or not, they'll strengthen. Chelsea will strengthen as well. I mean, there was talk of Chelsea. He wanted a couple of defenders, wasn't it? Chiellini, but it looks like he's going to stay and see how it's great. Juventus. And there was another one then.
Oh, yeah, it was the one who joined
Milan. Alexis Sandro?
No. He joined Milan.
After him as well. I'm not sure.
But he knows it, Barano?
I'm not sure.
They haven't had a season, are you, Milan?
Yes. Gattuso, isn't it? Gattuso's over there now.
Well, he did start as manager, did he?
No.
The mess was already there. Don't be fucking blaming Gattuso.
I'm not at all. Absolutely not. But yes, so Man United, I mean, rough little period, like I said, with three draws. But found winning way against Everton, which could have been a tough one for them, really, away at Goodison Park.
Could have been.
It's not, I mean, Everton got a decent record of turning them over sometimes at Goodison Park. So a good solid win, and I think that's what Jose's going to get back to now is playing that defensive style, getting forward when he can, and Burnley was the other 2-2, wasn't it?
Yes,
Burnley. Yeah, as you said, you've got to say a positive in the form of Jesse Lingard.
Yeah.
It's been phenomenal. He's really looking like a top really player. Winning,
yeah.
Jose said he looks like he understands the game more. It's becoming clearer. You can see it becoming clearer in his eyes and in his movement every week. And he's starting to develop into a top player. So, hopefully he will. Because, the criticism he got when he was handed a new contract not so long ago for $100,000 a week.
Yeah.
I think, well, why are they paying him that when he's a sub basically most of the time? It just goes to show they've given him a chance, what he can do, you know what I mean? And just wonder how many other players out there just not given that chance, much like players like we've discussed Everton, Sandro, and you know, other players like that. If they're given a chance to run in a team and adapt to that play, then maybe they can, you know, flourish like Jesse Lingard's doing now. But I think it's, you know, they're still second.
He's definitely better than the fucking, like, the Pogbas
yeah.
and the Lukaku's that they've spent all their money on.
Well, yeah, it looks like at the moment, doesn't it, without a doubt. But like you say, is it, I mean, the criticism that Jose's coming in for, I mean, everyone knows, I mean, he's had some stick from Man United fans, hasn't he, about the way they're playing. I mean, it's no secret, 15 years he's played this way.
Yeah.
It's no secret, it's, you know, this is the way he plays, and he gets results and he wins things. It's as simple as that. So the criticism is coming because of how well Man City play at the moment and how, you know, they're 15 points clear. And people look at that and think, oh, Christ, we must be terrible. Well, you're second, in the league, you know what I mean, behind one of the most exceptional teams in Europe, if not the world, at this current time. So I think the criticism is harsh. I mean, Jose's always going to get teams winning and he'll win things. But like you said, it's whether he has too much and thinks, well, I've had enough of this, I don't need it. I'll take my ball and go back to Portugal, don't I? As he does. Anyway, we'll move on then to Newcastle. And Paul Heyman's Newcastle, 13th in the league, now 22 points they're sitting on. 3-2 winners against West Ham, 1-0 loss against Newcastle, 0-0 against Brighton, 1-0 winners against Stoke. Controversial, well, not controversial, but there was a lot of chat about that game, wasn't there, because of Mark Hughes. We're going to get on to later.
I don't know about that. I missed that a bit.
We'll get on to Stoke now, only a couple of teams of time. But 7 points for Newcastle over the Christmas period, fantastic. When you think, you know, they went so many games losing or so many games without the win, and he's found some form there. in the busy Christmas period as well, when you can really, you know what I mean, 7 points in that amount of games has really pushed them up now, and like you said, 13th in the table. 3-2 winners against West Ham, as you said. And then the other good positive, of course, is a couple of clean sheets there against Brighton, who, you know, we said twice now, not the most attacking, the biggest attacking threat you're going to play, but still, a clean sheet in the Premier League is still very useful. And another clean sheet against Stoke, massive win there. So looking a bit better now for Newcastle. Getting bored of this takeover talk now, because I don't think it's going to happen before the end of January.
No.
So I don't think they're going to spend anything. He may have some funds if he sells a couple of players. Maybe that'll create some funds for him.
Ashley's not going to go, is he?
No, as we've talked before. So we move on then to one of the worst form sides at the moment, Southampton, who are just dropping and dropping. 2 points is all they had over the Christmas period. 17th in the league with 20 points now. They had a 1-1 with Huddersfield. 5-2 loss to Spurs. A 0-0 with Man United, the only positive over Christmas for them. A 2-1 loss to Crystal Palace, which was huge when you lose to the teams in and around you down there. And they are bombing down the league, Al, and in big trouble, son.
Yeah,
big trouble. They're not going to spend money. Can't see them spending money.
Well, although they've got 75 million.
Are they going to spend that, though? Who are they going to bring in?
Southampton fan, I would hope so.
And are you going to go there? That man, he's not safe, the manager Pellegrino. I can't see him staying there. The way they're dropping now, they will change it.
Last season with Claude Puel, they went and dropped last season, but they still got rid of him.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're a player looking at that and thinking, well, am I gonna, you know, this manager wants to buy me, is he going to be here in two weeks? You know what I mean? So you wonder, like I said, are they going to spend that money? Well, they have to, basically, to stay in this league now, because the way they're going, they're letting in goals, they can't score enough. And yeah, it's just one in time for any Southampton fan out there. It's got to be, isn't it? But yeah, I think in my book, I think he'll be the next manager to go.
I disagree.
You disagree? Mm. You disagree, do you?
No.
How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, join us next week for the Ash Premier League podcast.
Back into it, be boring as fuck. We're on your own, son. No one's listening to it. Oh, 50
kilometres. You're falling silent now. Come on, son. Professionals here, man. Anyway, as we talk about Stoke, we move on to them. 18th in the table with 20 points. Only 4 points gathered over Christmas. Got a 3-1 win against West Brom just before Christmas. 1-1 with Huddersfield. 5-0 loss to Chelsea and a 1-0 loss to Newcastle. Huge win to start it with a 3-1 against West Brom. It looked like we were going to turn things around there, scoring goals. They did, obviously. 1-1 through Huddersfield. You think, right, that sets them up lovely. Chelsea, he decided to rest a load of players, didn't he? Sparky came out and said, well, there's too many games in too many days. I'm resting players because we've got more chance of, if we're fresh, we've got more chance of beating Newcastle than Chelsea, which is a fair comment. But then, obviously, when that's followed up, when you lose at Newcastle, then it makes yourself look a fool. Obviously, he's come out and said, well, I take it was my decision. There's too many games. I decided that. I take the flak. So I wouldn't like them to get rid of him because I don't think there's anyone out there they can bring in.
I reckon he'd be the next one to go.
Well, they're considering his position, they say.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think he could be. I think it's between him and Pellegrino. I don't want him to go because I can't see who they can bring in who could do a better job than him at the moment. Do you know what I mean? I can't see, who knows?
From abroad.
I mean, he's come out and said himself, I know these players, I know this club. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And you think, well, yeah, they're great points. There's no one out there who knows this set of players. There is players, and the only thing is, you look at the... Look at the strike force they got. It's not what it was a couple of years ago when they had Arnautovic, Bojan, and things like that. And you know, they're struggling now with
Sergio Benahino.
Facti, boom, boom. I don't know. Does he play centre back now or what? He don't score goals.
First in line of the fucking canteen queue.
Yes, son. Sido, Buffy's open, Sido. Buffy's open. you got a you know Peter Crouch. They bring out now who've probably been their best striker this season. When you're relying on Peter Crouch to score your goals, you need someone else up there, don't you? You need someone else up there to have a real threat there. It just hasn't worked for them. But then, is that his fault or is that the board's fault? Have they given him money to replace Arnautovic and Borjan? Who's the other one they had? I mean, they bought in that Chopo Moutong and whatever. You know, he came in on a free, so they haven't spent on him.
They got worse name at the moment, haven't they?
They got
Rodriguez.
Jesse.
Jesse.
Is he still there? Yeah,
he's on loan, isn't he?
Yeah. But I haven't seen him starting at
no.
games. And he, you know, I mean, you look at his career, you look at him in Real Madrid, he was an attacking player, but consistently scoring goals, he never has in his career. He's been an attacking threat, but he's never been that goal scorer.
Looks bad on him, though, doesn't he? Real Madrid, he goes to Barcelona, is it? Not Barcelona.
He went to Paris Saint-Germain. They pissed
Paris Saint-Germain, didn't
he? And then
he went on loan to Las Palmas.
That's right, yeah. He turned down the Baron, didn't he?
Yeah.
The Stoke. So, but it's just not happening for them. So, I tell you what, I'm professionally be sat now, sir. But yeah, as you said, I mean, he's in danger big time because they are considering his future. But I think it's looking like him or Pellegrino to go next. Because both of them need to stop the run and get some points on the board desperately. With, as we said just before Christmas, the other sides picking up some form. Crystal Palace, Everton, of course, pulling away. Leicester pulling away.
Pulling away.
Newcastle picking up 7 points over Christmas, pulling away. You know what I mean? They changes need to be made. Either money needs to be spent, they need to bring in some quality, or they need to make a change and hope they have that sort of bounce effect you have when a new manager comes in. I mean, it doesn't always work. As we'll discuss with the next side, son, Swansea City.
Oh, oh, oh.
Bottom of the league, Al.
Bottom of the league, that's where they're going to be.
16 points.
Sack.
Cavalier Hell, whatever his name is.
What's his name?
Paul Clement.
Paul Clement.
Frenchman, Paul Clement.
Hire Leon Britton for one game.
Unbelievable.
And they get, what's his name?
Carlos Carvajal.
Carvajala.
What? I mean, I just...
They wanted a manager with Premier League experience, so they hire the man who was sacked a week before from the Championship side, which is currently in 15th position.
I mean, you don't want to be too offensive to other people out there, but they must have a deaf, dumb and blind person running this football club at the moment.
They got Tommy. Tommy.
Exactly. They have pinball machines fitting next week, so... but we run through 4 points gathered over Christmas. Crystal Palace won each, as we said, in Leon Britton's one and only game in charge. Oh no, he's in charge for Liverpool as well, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, for the 5-0 drubbing against Liverpool. Absolutely. I mean, they are up there at the moment. Well, they were. Maybe they'll change on the Carvajal, but I can't see it. Or the worst side. I mean, they're up there with Derby. Who years ago when they went down with like 9 points or something.
Yeah.
I mean they're at that level. Whether he can come in and turn it, I mean, got to win against Watford. Although you know most people can win against Watford nowadays. 2-1 winners with, I mean, one goal was offside anyway, so they're very fortunate. And then 2-0 loss to Spurs. You like we said, we laugh at them, and then you just think, that's all you can say about them. What the?
You can't even laugh anymore.
Just don't know what they're doing. Like it's sad to see. Like, you just don't understand why they brought him in. You know, I mean, he got sacked for Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's only stayed at a club for like a year, and his last, you know, I think. Sheffield Wednesday was the longest club he stayed at for like a year and a half, 2 years, in his last six or seven clubs. Like I say, managed out in Turkey. Now, there's reports there that he's, honestly, now, son, there's reports there he does so bad, he's been warned by certain people not to set that foot in Istanbul again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how bad he is. And Swansea go and hire him. I mean, they're sat there with Bob Bradley, without a doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is absolutely terrible. I mean, he's coming, they're not going to spend a penny. They're not going to buy anyone.
No.
no doubt they're not going to buy anyone.
If they are going to bring someone in, it's going to be someone unknown.
Exactly.
And it's going to cost nothing.
Exactly. The very best Swansea can hope for is they're going to bring someone in on loan. And I can't see that happening. Because they're not going to spend money. The board won't spend money. The board are too busy sucking the club dry and getting out whatever money they can while they're still
before they go down. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, they all have to go. They know that. The fans know that. The fans.
Even my mum, my mum started talking about football the other day. She doesn't know anything about football.
No.
She said to me, "Oh, that Jenkins needs to go, doesn't he?" I'm like, even her is saying Jenkins needs to go.
Come on now. Even Al's mum says it. Jenkins got to go.
She knows fuck all. She can't name a single player in the squad. But she knows who Jenkins is.
And even if by some miracle they manage to sign someone of any quality, they're not. Who's available? Who's going to look at it? Much like Southampton, who's going to look at it? Well, that manager's.
Oh, I think I'll go to Swansea.
I'll go to Swansea. The only reason any player's going to go to Swansea in January is to make fucking money.
Yeah.
Put money in their bank account. They're not going there to play football or try and, you know, keep this club up. They're going there to put money in their bank account for 6 months and that's it.
Lee Trundle, get your boots on, sir.
Get your magic daps out, Trundle, son. Anyway, enough about them. We'll move on to Tottenham Hotspur.
Who's the player we saw once eating a baguette?
Eating a baguette? Oh.
In his car.
Who was that?
I keep on thinking, it's not Akinfenwa, was it?
Ampadu, Kwame Ampadu.
Kwame Ampadu. outside Gershwin's, wasn't he?
Is he a coach now? Arsenal, I think. Youth coach or something. There's an Ampadu playing for Chelsea 16.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his son or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're watching him.
but anyway, and Bobby Martinez.
Yeah, in Tesco's.
Belgium's own Bobby Martinez.
Yeah.
Buying some pineapple juice. Anyway, Tottenham. 9 points over the Christmas period. Fifth, they're sitting now, 41 points. 3-0 win over Burnley. 5-2 over Southampton. Harry Kane!
What about
hat-tricks all over the place.
Got the record, don't he?
Yeah, highest scorer of all 2017 when he outdone Messi, Lewandowski.
No, I mean he brought Alan Shearer's record.
Hat-tricks? What's that? No, most Premier League goals in the year.
Yeah,
but he was the best striker in Europe as well, wasn't he?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he outscored Messi, Ronaldo, Lewandowski as well. Best in Europe. 2-0 win over
us. Bettner. He outscored him.
Oh, I think it was very tight. I would have thought very tight. 2-1 win against 2-0 win against Southampton and a 1-1 against West Ham last night. Two thunderbolts of goals from each side. Son, now did you see him? You missed a treat there, son. Obian was it for West Ham? Doesn't score many. He absolutely pinged it, son.
Yeah.
Oh, what a strike, son! Beautiful.
Last night's game, wasn't it?
Last night's game. Absolutely beautiful at Wembley. Tottenham. I think they had like 30 odd shots.
Ali scored, didn't he?
No. Did he? No, son.
Was it son?
Son. I mean, it must have had about 20, 30 shots. But it just looked like one of them games, you think, right, they're not going to fucking score. And then West Ham pinged this one, and you think, oh, Christ, that's.
I think I saw it today on Twitter.
Oh, it's a hell of a strike. And then son, that's basically, you know, anything you can do, I can do better, son. Oosh, pinged it.
Oosh, was that?
Oosh, pinged it, son. Pinged it as well. Two pingers. Yeah, fantastic. I mean, most of the game was absolutely terrible, but the last 20 minutes come alive, like I said, when he pinged that in, and then son pinged his in, son. Beautiful goals, beautiful goals. That's why you watch football for moments like that, son. You know what I mean? You think, well, I could do that. You know what I mean, you think back to years ago, oh, I'd done that once and scored one like that. You know what I mean? You know, you can look at every single goal ever scored and think, I remember when I scored one like that. Anyway, we move on to the worst form side, Watford. 10th in the league.
What's happened to them?
25 points. 0 points over the Christmas period, Al. 1-0 loss to Brighton, 2-0 loss to Chelsea, 2-1 loss to Swansea, and a 3-1 loss to Manchester City. They were trying, on Sky Sports News, they were trying to do stats or Watford form since Silva was linked with the Everton job. I said, that's got fuck all to do with this. It's got nothing to do with it. Just he's come in, new manager, he's had an effect on the squad. You know, they play. I mean, it looks like, you know what Watford are like, and they're bored. Itchy fingers, whether he's going to be there next season or what. You don't know. I mean, it's a bit worrying they're not picking up any points. You think maybe if they got a couple of draws over the Christmas period, you think, well, they're, you know, similar to Huddersfield, Brighton, Everton, or Burnley, if they can just plod on now, lovely little, you know, top half, mid-table finish, that's great for them. But it's worrying that he didn't get any points, especially losing to Swansea at home, losing to Brighton as well. Teams, you know, who were who they should win against when you look at their form over the season. But is it a case of, is one of them, they started so well and some of the players just took their foot off the pedal and just thought, well,
could be
good start. Similar again, though, they haven't got a huge squad, whether it's just fatigue in the legs. Again, will they wrestle on players for the FA Cup? Or say, look, you know, priority, like most teams, priority is staying in the league. Because once you're out of that cup, you know, they're playing once a week.
Yeah.
Basically, that's all they're playing. You know, they might be over Easter, might have to play the, you know, one midweek game or two midweek game. But invariably, you're playing once a week. And that brings the freshness back. Less injuries in a squad. But I mean, he's a good manager, he'll turn it around, I believe. But it's just a case, I think, if how they perform now is a case of if he's still there next season or not. Which is a shame, because I think if, I mean, Watford are still a club, although they've been up two years now.
Maybe. Yeah.
They're still a club, maybe 3 years it might be, is it? They're still a club you think there's a chance of them going down. Every season, you think, well, there's still a chance. You wouldn't look at them and say, well, they're an established Premier League club now. You think there's still a chance they could go. So you think, I mean, you know, the Watford board might look at it and say, oh, well, you know, look how we started. We should be right up there now. Well, you've stayed in a league. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, yeah.
Yeah. So
getting the TV money.
Yeah, exactly. And in a case of, it's almost different to Swansea. I mean, Swansea sold all their best players and never replaced them. And has finally caught up with them after 4 or 5 years. And you look at Watford and think, well, they've had some good managers there who've done good jobs for them. And if they keep changing them, sooner or later it's going to catch up with them.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
You know, like you said, much like Swansea, but it's a case of the staff rather than the players. So we'll move on then to Adam Pardew's side, West Bromwich Albion, Wankers Bath and Arsehole. 19th in the table, 16 points, only 2 points over the Christmas period. Losing 3-1 at Stoke, 0-0 with Everton, 1-1 with Arsenal, good result that was. And a 2-1 loss to West Ham. We were wrong about this a good couple of weeks before Christmas, wasn't it? Saying it's too late for them, basically.
Yeah.
For them, to someone like Pardew coming in to change their style. From someone like Pulis.
They're going down.
I think you're right. I think you're spot on. Is you can't see goals in their team at all.
No, God, no.
The
only goal scorer in their team is injured.
Yeah.
Rondon.
Yeah, and he doesn't score enough anyway.
No.
I don't know if he's got the double figures in his time in the Premier League. In a season, I don't know. But you think, well, it might get us 8 or 9 goals. But if you're a team like West Brom, you need someone to get you 15 goals, 15 plus. And then you've got a good chance of staying up.
It's not happening.
No, I don't think it is. It's too quick a period for such a change in playing styles for me. We've discussed it enough times, so we won't bore everyone. The only positive, if it was a good 0-0 against Everton and a good result against Arsenal. It seemed like they were well up for those games, and then they lose to West Ham, a team around them, and Stoke, another team around them.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're the games, you know, you need to win. You'd rather lose against Everton and Arsenal and beat Stoke and beat West Ham. My gosh, you know what I mean? That's what you need to do. You know, they're two up, you know, not up for these the other games. We'll move on then to West Ham, last team. 3-2 winners against Newcastle, 3-3 against Bournemouth, 2-1 against West Brom, as we said, and a 1-1 against Spurs last night. 5 points for the Christmas period, 15th in the league, 22 points. Moisey's doing it, son. Moisey's turning around there. He looks like a manager. If he keeps this up, the big boys will be looking at him and thinking, but yeah, for not Andy Carroll He's back as well.
Yeah.
Oh, give me started out. It's the World Cup year round. Did you know? World Cup year. Andy Carroll scored twice. Everyone's going, oh, we need to take him to the World Cup. My God. It's done my head in. Now, I'm not being funny, right? Everyone says, oh, well, he's good.
Horrible,
you've got to have that plan B. You've got to have that plan C. Right? Oh, getting off.
Andy Carroll's not plan Z.
I just don't understand. If you want a backup plan like that, basically the plan is if you're losing, you put someone tall on,
yeah,
fucking lump it up there. How's that a plan? It's not a plan for a start. But if you're going to go down that route and you look at the season as a whole, a similar player, you think Peter Crouch deserves it.
Over Peter him. Crouch, because how many fucking goals has he scored for England as well?
Exactly. Got a great record.
He's experienced for England.
He's experienced. He's in form. He's scoring goals as well. Still scoring goals in the Premier League. Fucking Andy, you know, Andy Cowan, he's putting down. Let's be honest. You know, you know what I mean. How could Pete? Tell you what, where's Danny Mills, who's a fucking arsehole anyway.
He's a twat.
Anyway, he's on there saying, you've got to take him. Not one mention of saying, oh, you know, if you look at him, think, oh well, Peter Crouch deserves a shout. Not a mention of Peter Crouch because of his age. Well, I understand it. Do you know what I mean? It's not as if you've taken Carroll as a plan B or whatever it is. They're not going to start the games, are they? They're coming on as a sub, as an impact player. Peter Crouch would be the same.
Yeah, as you said, no,
if he's old or not.
If you want to take a player like that, you take a player who's always fit.
Yeah.
Always scoring goals.
Yeah.
And has got an outstanding England record.
Yeah.
And Peter Crouch.
Not just that, he's got a good fucking attitude as well.
Yes.
Simple as that.
He's a good lad, Crouch.
He's got a good attitude.
I want to have a bad word said against him.
Oh, he's a good attitude, he's a professional. And he's up for a laugh. He's up for a laugh, yeah. Which brings any squad closer together.
I follow him on Twitter. He's a right crack.
Exactly. And Carroll, you know, you don't see it. You just think troublemaker as soon as you look at him. So Howie's not got a mention. I mean, it's great for West Ham to have him back because an extra dimension for them. Because they had obviously got Chicharito up there. I mean, he was on his own last night. I know they're playing Spurs, so they had to go a bit more defensively. But he struggled on his own last night, and then they brought A1, who, you know, playing up there on their own, they can't do nothing. So it's good for them to have another option. But all in all, great Christmas period for West Ham. Great start for David Moyes. And you think they're going to pull away now and be safe without them, really? Joe Hart again left on the bench. Adrian starting again.
Right decision.
Is this the end for Joe Hart now? Is this the end of a top flight career?
Championship. Next season for him.
Well, you look at it and think, well, would anyone else in the Premier League look at him now? Is what you got to wonder, isn't it?
The way he's playing, he's a second choice keeper.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you know how much I love Joe Hart.
Yeah.
But you see him this season, Adrian has conceded less goals.
Yeah.
In less space of time.
Exactly.
You know, you got to go for your strongest players, and Adrian is.
Yeah.
Joe Hart's the name.
Yeah.
But he's not doing anything.
No. No. And like you said, you look around and the Premier League.
If Gareth Southgate had any fucking sense, he won't be the number one keeper for England this summer.
I don't think he should be in the squad at the moment.
No.
No way. He's not playing games like that. Butland should be in there without a doubt. Who I think should be number one anyway, Butland.
Oh yeah, I like Jack Butland.
Pickford should be in the squad. But I don't
think... No, fuck no!
I think he should.
No, he should.
Oh, he's shown since Big Sam's. He's shown.
Bollocks, should he?
He's shown the ability he's got.
Obviously, he's out injured at the moment, but Heaton would be there. No, my choice.
Top keeper. But yeah, but you like you said, you worry for Joe Hart because you look around the Premier League and think, who would have him? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, West Ham, they're obviously on loan, they're not going to have him now.
No, they're not going to spend up because Man City won at least 15, 25 for him.
I mean, you look at the other sides, I mean, they've already got really sort of set keepers. Like you said, Burnley with
Heaton.
Bournemouth just bought Begovic. You know, obviously the top side aren't going to go for him. Palace, they like Hennessy and. Who's the other fella there?
God, no fucking way. They're like Hennessy. He's fucking shite.
Everton, obviously. Pickford. Leicester, Schmeichel.
Yeah.
Liverpool, you wonder, but I wouldn't say Joe Hart is better than...
Mignolet
and the other boy they got there.
Cruz, is this? Closer?
Yeah, something like that. Man City, Man United, obviously. Newcastle, you look at it and think, well, maybe.
Maybe, Newcastle.
Maybe, but Darlow's doing all right.
Yeah, like Carl Darlow, yeah. Yeah, he's good.
See, he's having a tidy save, good, you know. Southampton, look out, and Fraser Forster. It's not going to go there. Stoke, Butland. You know, Swansea aren't going to be in the league, so that don't matter. Tottenham, you know, they got Lloris. Watford with Herrero Gomez. Maybe, but West Brom, Ben Foster, but they're going down. You just think you can't see him at a Premier League club next season. No. So whether he drops down to the Championship, goes abroad again. Maybe end up in Scotland.
He did have a good time abroad, did he?
Will he end up in Scotland? Celtic or Rangers?
Rangers. I hope Rangers.
That's my thinking. That's where I think he'll go. Because you look at who's Celtic's keeper at the moment. Craig Gordon, is it?
Craig Gordon, yeah.
35, 36 maybe.
He's older than that, I think.
You know, are they going to look to replace him?
Yeah, well, you know.
Brendan, you know, Brendan and Celtic, they got a.
I could see
him
more of a Rangers player than a Celtic player, Joe Hart.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me, wouldn't surprise me. But then if they got the money then to put in to pay his wages, he's going to expect Celtic a few quid, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's used to a few quid, isn't he? So I can see him.
Good shout, that. That's great. Joe Hart for Celtic next season.
I can see it happening. I can see it happening. But again, have they got the wages to pay him?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing with Celtic as well. Obviously, they're probably going to sell the likes of Dembele and get a few quid in.
Yeah.
But you know, is that enough to then to justify a good wage like that? When you know, when you look at the Scottish Premier League, fuck me, you know what I mean? Could stick your mother in goal, son, and it's still have a chance.
Well, you give birth to the fourth greatest goalkeeper of all time.
Well, exactly. So you know? It's in the genes, isn't it? In the blood,
it's in the genes.
So you just worry for him. Don't worry for West Ham under Moyes at the moment because they're scoring goals, which is all important. Conceding goals, yeah, but I think he'll sort
not as much as he
he'll sort that over time. Yeah, is you know, his rumours is in for a few players, so you think well he's gonna have a little bit of money.
Yeah, he's got it. It's, what's his name? He had a Man United and Sunderland.
Oh, Januzaj.
Januzaj, yeah. Gibson.
Donald Dude Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, I mean, he's got to show up his defence, without a doubt.
Hey, they're doing well, eh, with Sunderland.
Oh, Cookie Coleman, showing the class manager that he is at. Anyway. But anyway, that's the end of the Premier League Christmas review! Never fear, because we'll go through our top teams of the Christmas period now, and obviously we'll finish with a famous, world-famous Beer Mac quiz, Alex. So we go through the top three teams in points over the Christmas period, and we've got Man City, Liverpool and Tottenham. Man City and Liverpool 10 points, Tottenham 9, and I want to mention Newcastle 7 points.
7 points?
Getting up to 13th. After the form they're on, I think that's a great achievement. Obviously,
hopefully they'll get some money to spend in January, this month, I mean.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Hopefully they bring the strength of that squad up.
Yeah, yeah.
The best thing Newcastle can do is get new owners. Let's get Ashley out.
Get him out.
Get new owners next season.
Get
Rafa, get him some dough. I reckon Newcastle will be forced to reckon with.
Without a doubt. Like, I don't know if we've said it before or said it off here. His record of buying players and finding players is very good. So give him the money and let him do it. And then, you know, I mean, Mike Ashley, I know he wants to sell and he wanted to sell, but he's not going to sell because, you know, he wants fucking too much money for his club that he's supposed to love. But if he invested in the summer and give him fucking money, if he give Rafa money in the summer, Newcastle will be top 10 this season.
Yeah.
I don't think, without doubt. You look how close the league is, they would have been guaranteed top 10 if he give Rafa some money this season. And then you build on that again then. But it never happened. Anyway, we'll go to the bottom three point scorers.
You read this bit out. That's
where you going? You going for a wee, son? Yeah. All right, son. Do you want me to hold it again?
No, go on, son.
All right, then.
Do it myself.
All right, then. The bottom three then, you've got Watford with 0 points, West Brom and Southampton 2 points each. Not great at all. Watford, we said, Silva hanging on to his job a little bit, but because of that great start, it's given him obviously a bit of breathing space. And for me now, we'll go on to the team of the Xmas New Year period. For me, personal opinion would be Crystal Palace. Now we'll get Alex's opinion in a minute, whether he's got different ideas. But for me, from where they were 20th to come up there and to be 14th by January. It's fantastic. 5 points over the Christmas period when they're playing the likes of Arsenal and Manchester City. Like we said, could have easily been 7 points if that penalty had just gone in against Manchester City in the last minute. So for me, the team of my Christmas and New Year period has to be Crystal Palace. Now then, we'll have a word with Alex here. Alex?
What? My team of the Christmas period.
Yeah.
Is Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough.
For having a goddamn fucking sense of sacking Gary Monk and replacing him with Tony Pulis.
There we go, son. It's got to be...
People say I'm biased. I don't give a fuck. No, what's your team?
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace.
Me. Crystal Palace
for me. I would have to go for... Either Palace or West Ham.
West Ham, yeah, good show, sir, good show.
Because he's turned them around, hasn't he?
He's turned them around indeed, sir. You're right. There we are.
But my true team of the Christmas is Middlesbrough. He's back in Gary Monk.
Well, they should have come on. They should be team of the year for that, shouldn't they?
Fuck it.
Anyway, we'll move on, Al, and end with the world famous BMAT quiz.
Hey,
gentlemen. Alex is 1-0 up currently.
I believe I'm 2-0.
2-0 up. Alex is 2-0 up currently. So we'll crack on because I haven't had a question right in 13 shows now.
Fucking long way, aren't I?
No. All last season, that's 10 shows.
Did you have a question right all of 2017?
Yeah, sorry, fucking dick.
You haven't had one right in 2018?
We haven't fucking done it yet, have we? That's why. Anyway, if you haven't heard before, ladies and gentlemen, the Beats of Premises, we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with football questions on each. We pick a card, any card. Hope you get yours question right and hope they get theirs wrong. That's it, Al. And that's it. So, of course, Al has reigning champion once again. You get the choice. If you're going to go first or second.
I'm going to ask you first.
Oh, you're going to ask me first. Right then. Thinking caps on.
Bush.
Here we go. I'm ready.
Right. I'm afraid it's not multiple choice.
Right.
Name the only two players to have won the European Championship with a country and also won the Premier League, FA Cup, Champions League with a clubs.
Right. Wait a minute now. We've got a pen here. Let me write this down. European.
Yep.
Right. So, right. Okay. The Euros, European, yeah?
Euros.
Europeans.
Right. Premier League, FA Cup and Champions League.
Premier League, clubs. FA Cup and Champions League. With the same club?
No.
Huh?
Not with the same club.
Not with the same club. No. Cesc Fabregas.
And?
Right. Hold on now, Edson. Hold on to your hats. There's one. Right.
Cesc Fabregas won the Champions League?
Yeah.
With who?
Huh?
With who?
Barcelona.
Did he though?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking him. Is he right or not?
I'm just asking. You have a player piece?
Fuck face. Peter Schmeichel.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Peter Schmeichel, Cesc Fabregas?
Peter Schmeichel's right. I know that. I don't know if Cesc was right.
I've got to take your answers, Ash.
That's not fair. No, I'm giving my final. Yeah,
you said Cesc Fabregas and Peter Schmeichel. I said, is that your final answers?
Yeah. I'm thinking of myself.
No.
Questions at me, son.
You sure you don't? Because, You sure you don't want to accept these? Because,
No.
Is that a new hat you had for Christmas, son?
Yeah. Fabregas is wrong anyway, isn't he? What in hell?
So your answers are Peter Schmeichels and Cesc Fabregas.
My answers are Peter Schmeichels.
Yeah.
And my answers are Peter Schmeichels and
Come on.
Oh, Don't. Peter Schmeichel's and Thierry Henry.
Oh! I thought we were going to have that then, son. Mm. Peter Schmeichel's and Nicolas Anelka.
Oh, fuck off. That's wrong.
What?
That's wrong.
What do you mean that's
absolutely wrong?
Let's be mad, it's not light.
Oh.
Still haven't got a question right.
Alright, that was a half one, man, that was. Fuck's sake. Rush of me, see if I had more time. Right then, Al, are we ready? Here we go, then, son. Here we go. Now, we all know last year West Ham moved stadium.
Yeah.
To the Sir Bobby Moore Arena.
Bobby Moore Arena. Bobby Moore Stadium.
Question is, Al, multiple choice for you, son. How many home games did they win in the Premier League last season? Was it 3, 5, or 7?
3, 5, or 7?
3, 5, or 7?
5.
7!
Oh, was it?
7! 7 it was, Al!
I didn't think they won that much.
No, no surprises, though. But no, 7 it was. There we go.
Great
there
way to
go.
Start the new...
Both got them wrong, Sam. Both got them wrong.
Most importantly, I'm still in the lead.
Still 2-0 in the lead, ladies and gentlemen. So that is the end of the Action Isles Premier League podcast for this week, the Christmas and New Year review. We will be back, not this weekend, next weekend.
Are we not back this weekend?
It's FA Cup. We don't do FA Cup.
Oh, we don't do caps, do we?
Don't do caps. Don't do caps.
Don't do vets.
That's a great duel. Used to see Trevor and Simon.
Trevor and Simon.
No, we don't do it. So we'll be back the weekend after with the usual Premier League review. But look out on V2 Football in the week for the FA Cup review from the lads from the 72 show, and of course the V2 Football podcast will be back this week. Of course, discussing all the transfer news and gossip and news around the world. So in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, have a good week
and be lucky.